And welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Tyler Odell, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, advancing to the state softball tournament for the second time in program history. Coach, first of all, congratulations on another great tournament and making it to state. Wins over Riley County 5-2 in the semifinals, and the championship you won 10-0 over Marysville in five innings. So just kind of looking at the day, what stood out the most to you? And I'm sure the girls are excited for this group. It's their first time to go to state.
Yeah, we did a lot of things good. We kind of were slow out of the gate hitting the ball, but our defense was pretty strong, and Chloe pitched great games, and then everybody else backed her up with great defense, and so I think overall we were pretty well balanced on the day.
What's the excitement level like for this crew? As like I said, you made it in 2019, and then for the seniors on this group, they didn't get a play in 2020, so they've only had three seasons, and this is their first opportunity to go to state.
Yeah, this group of kids is so much fun to coach. They're pretty rowdy. I mean, they're loud in the dugout, and they wear funny hats, and they have lights, and they just have a great time, and it's infectious, you know. It's so much fun to be around them, and they're so excited to go to Manhattan.
You know, it's two teams that you played there in the tournament and the semis and championship that you hadn't seen yet this year, and I know that talking to you ahead of time, it's like you kind of don't mind that because it's tough to beat teams that you've already played and beaten in the season. Looking back at that Riley County game, you're up 3-0. They got within 3-2, but Chloe was able to lock it down and ended up with a 5-2 win. Like, how much confidence do you get from just finishing off that win and then moving into the championship game when you've got to play that, you know, a couple hours later?
Yeah, we knew Riley County was a great team. They played great competition, you know, and so we knew that they were going to be really hard, and it was we were kind of scared because we didn't have a game yet, you know, before this, so we didn't know if we'd be flat or not. But it took us a little while. But yeah, we struggled a little bit on defense there. We had a couple holes. And then, we kind of locked down. Chloe made some great strikeouts at the right times to hold them at bay. And then I think that really propelled us into the next game. I think that playing a difficult team like that really helped us.
Obviously, Chloe pitched a five-inning shutout against Marysville, but what do you like about the offensive performance there in that championship game?
Yeah, the bottom half of our lineup was just on fire. I think we scored six runs, maybe. Couple girls hit big doubles, and then Chloe and Peyton Remus they hit really good also. So we got a lot of our runs from the bottom getting on base, and then Chloe and Peyton were able to drive them in. But overall, everybody hit really well. So it was a good offensive game for us.
I know that first goal was to make it to the state tournament, and I know you don't probably know much about the bracket yet. You'll find more about that out once you get going. Southeast of Salinas qualified for state as well, so two NCAA teams will be headed there. What's your thought process of how you prepare for state regardless of who you're going to play?
Yeah, I'm glad that I was able to go to state in Emporia before, because they have a turf infield and a grass outfield. So we're going to need to get some reps on that. We'll probably – you know, need to practice a little bit in those situations because we're not used to turf. But we like to play on turf. We're just going to have to get some practice. But the energy at state is just really cool to see, and I'm really glad these girls are going to get to experience that.
Tyler Odell, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan softball team, headed to the 3A state tournament in Manhattan next week. Tyler, thanks for the time. Congratulations again, and we'll probably chat with you next week. Best of luck as you get prepared for state.
All right, thank you.